Today's Shir Mir Hashem will cover the Gemara from Lamed Aleph and Lamed Beis to the bottom of Lamed Beis and Lamed Aleph. We'll pick up with the last line of Lamed Aleph and Lamed Aleph, which is where we left off in our last Shir. Again, the Gemara was discussing the different exiles that the Shechina went through, different Golios, and the process of how the Shechina left from the innermost sanctum of the Kodesh HaKadoshim and eventually went all the way up to Shamayim. And the Gemara explains that this is parallel to the 10 Golios, the 10 exiles that the Sanhedrin HaGadol faced. This is from the last line of the Gemara on the bottom. Uchinegdon Golsa Sanhedrin Mi Gemara, and we have a tradition. We have a tradition that the Sanhedrin was exiled as well. It started off in the Lishkas HaGazis, inside the Beis HaMikdash, a special chamber where the Sanhedrin used to sit. And then it went to a place called Chanos. Umichanos LeYerushalayim, Chanos were these stores outside the Har HaBayis. Umichanos LeYerushalayim, from Chanos to Yerushalayim, from Yerushalayim LeYavne, turn the page, from Yerushalayim to Yavne, UmiYavne LeUsha, from Yavne to Usha, which is another place discussed often in the Gemara, UmiUsha LeYavne, and from Usha back to Yavne, UmiYavne LeUsha, back from Yavne to Usha again, UmiUsha LeShfaram, from Usha to Shfaram, MiShfaram LeBeis Shearim, these all cities in Eretz Yisrael, LeBeis Shearim LeTzipori, from Beis Shearim to Tzipori. If you go to Tzipori today, they have remains of where the Sanhedrin used to be, UmiTzipori LeTveria, and from Tzipori to Tveria, UmiTveria Amuka, UTveria Amuka Mikulan. Tveria was the last place, and Tveria was the deepest of all. Shenamar, the Pasuk says, in Yeshaya, Vishafalt me'eretz tadaberi, that you'll speak from the depths, implying that there would be some kind of galus that would reach the depths. And Tveria was considered the depths because it was the lowest place. Rabbi Elazar Omer, sheish galus. They really didn't have 10, they had 6 exiles. Shenamar, ki heishach, yoshevei marom, kirya nisgava, yashbilena, yashbila, ad eretz yagiyena, ad afar. It's a pasuk in Yeshaya. So this is referring to 6 levels of deterioration. Ki heishach yoshevei marom, so the yoshevei marom will, kirya nisgava, of the high city, yashbilena, they'll go down, yashbila, another one, ad eretz yagiya. Heishach is the first one. Yashbila is the second one. Yashbilana is the second one. Yashbila is the third one. Ad Eretz is the fourth. Yagiana is the fifth. Ad Afar is the sixth. Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan ends off. Umisham asidin li goyal. And from this place there will be eventually redeem shenamar. Hisna ari me afar kumi. Shivi. That when we return, we'll, there's a pasuk that we say in Kabbalah Shabbos. That when we return, we'll arise from the dust. Rashi in the bottom of Lamed Aleph and Aleph. Milishka Sagat Slachanuyos. Chanuyos also have Harabayas v'yashu sham. They made these like shops around the Harabayas, around the Temple Mount, and they stayed there. Lomar Shalod Donar Dini Nefashos. They didn't do Dini Nefashos there. Dechazu Dinefishe Rotzchim. They saw there were a lot of murderers. Kedamim B'Sanhedrin. V'kol Hanach Galios B'Sanhedrin D'Bai Sheni Ka'amar. And there were many Golios, there are many exiles of Bayis Sheni. Umasos the Shechina Bayis Rishon Kamar, and the Masos of the Shechina were in Bayis Rishon. So again, Rashi mentions here that in Chanuyos they didn't do Dini Nefashos. It's not quite clear as to why. One reason might be that once they left the Lishkas HaGazis, they no longer had the capacity to do Dina Nefashos, even though Rashi seems to imply that it was because there were too many murderers. So it's not so clear. Umiyavna Lu'usha, turn the page. Kishahaya Hanasi Dar. When the Nasi lived there, Haisa, Sanhedrin Imo, the Sanhedrin would be with him. Basically, the idea of the Gullus of the Sanhedrin was, Rashi saying, whenever the Nasi left, the head of the Sanhedrin left, the Sanhedrin would follow him. Yavna be mayor of Yochanan. Rav Yochanan was a Nasi in the times of Yavna. Usha be mayor of Rabban Gamliel. Rabban Gamliel was a Nasi in times of Usha. V'chazru Me'usha Le'Yavne, they went back. We Rabban Shimon Beno Chazru, and these Rabban Shimon, they went back to Usha. K'tanya L'kamam Pirkin. U'kishi Kachu Bezdin V'chulei. Like we'll see later on in Lam Beis and Aleph, the Gemara discusses this. Beisha Arm V'tzipor V'tzveria Kulan B'mei Rabbi Havu. These two locations were all around in the times of Rabbi, Rabbi Yehuda Nasi. Kedam Rinon, Acharei Rabbi LeBeis She'arim. After Rabbi, they went to Beis She'arim. V'shuv Kishachala Holichu LeTzipori. And they visited him. When Rabbi was sick, they went to Tzipori to visit him. Kedam Rinon B'Ksuvis. U'B'Tveria Haimei Antoninos. So Rashi explains all these three different places were different parts of Rabbi's life, and that's where the Sanhedrin was there. V'Tveria Amuka Mikulan. Shefalim hayu az mikol masal shagalu. It was the lowest of the travels that they did. Sheish galios, six galus, according to the second day in the Gemara. Hashach chada yashpilan atrei yashpila tlas. That's three. Ad eretz arba yagiana chamisha ad afar sheish. Rashi is enumerating all the galios to matzlemim or yashpilana ad eretz laafar. Because the pasuk could have said they'll throw them down to the dust in a different order, from the fact that it adds the word Yagia la'afar, implies that afar itself is another level of galus. Now we're going to discuss another takana Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai. Says the Mishnah, Am Rabbi Yeshua ben Karcha va'od zos hiskin Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai shafilu rosh beistin b'chol makom. Even if the rosh beistin wasn't sitting in the beistin to be mekabel edim who want to sanctify the new month, Shelo yehu ha'edim holchin el makom avad, that the edim would still not go except for to the makom avad, and the makom avad was a place in the Beis Hamikdash where they sanctified the new month. So the Mishnah is telling us a chiddush that even if the rosh beistin, who's really responsible for saying the chodesh has been sanctified, doesn't have to be there, and if he's not there, then they still send the edim there anyway. Says Rashi, Amar Yishuv ben Karcha, Shafila Rosh Beistin Mechol Makom, Shenitzrach Lifrosh Makom Avad LaMakom Acher. If the Rosh Beistin need to leave the Makom Beis Havat to go somewhere else, Shai Ikra Achodesh Chaluya Bo. Rashi points out, the Chodesh is really totally on him. Kitzam Epirkin Dela'el, Rosh Beistin Omer Mekudash. The Rosh Beistin says Mekudash. V'yafiyam Mikaray, and we learn out from Psukim, Lo yehu tzrichim edev achodesh lahaloch acharav. The edev achodesh didn't have to follow him afterwards. El lamakom avad. They only went to the makom avad. Shel yeshiva yelchu. The makom avad where the bezdin sat. V'sanhedrin yikadshu below rosh bezdin. The Sanhedrin can take care of the new month without the bezdin there. Says the Gemara story. Hayhi itisa. There was a woman das muna ladina kameda meimar b'din haradoi. She was brought in front of Amemar for a din Torah Naharda, that people claimed that she owed people money. Azal Amemar leMechoza. Amemar went to Mechoza to tell the woman to follow after him. Velo Azla Basrei, and she didn't follow after. Katsav Psicha Ilava. Amemar wanted to put this woman in Chayrim because it's forbidden to her. If you are summoned by a Bez, then you have to go, and she didn't go. Amar Lei Rav Ashila, and the word psicha here refers to the shtar, the document of Chayram. Amar Lei Rav Ashila, Meimar, Rav Ashila said to him, Meimar, Vanantnan afilu rosh bezdim mechol makom, shelo yuhedim ochen ela lemakom havad. But didn't we just learn our Mishnah that you don't have to follow the rosh based, the Eidei Achodesh, don't have to follow the rosh based in around, so watch this woman have to follow you around. So Amar Lei, Amar said, no, it's not the same thing. Hani mili in Eidei Achodesh. That's only by Eidos HaChodesh, Dim Kings, if you require them to follow the Av Bezdin, Nimtzeis Machshiyin La'asilavo. They won't go, because they'll think they have to follow the Av Bezdin. They're going to mess them up for the future experience. Aval Hacha, with respect to Dinei Mabnos, where it seems to be that the woman is obligated to pay, Evan Lova Li'ish Malve. We have a pasuk in Mishlei, in that an eved is a kilu, the loved, the lender, the creditor. I'm sorry, the debtor is kilu an eved, a servant to the malva, to the creditor, because the malva always has the upper hand, the lender, and the loved has to do what the malva wants. So too, the Lulav has to find out where the Malva is claiming from him money, and he has to follow him there. Okay, two Rashis, Psicha, Shtar, Shamta. Rashi says that a Psicha is the Shtar Cherem. Shamta means Cherem. Tim Kain, Imatama Trichon, if you make them delay, they're not going to go the next year. Okay. Tana Rabban, the Gemara continues. Ein HaKohanim Rashayim La'alos B'Sandalein L'Duchan. When the Kohanim want to do Birchas Kohanim, they can't wear their sandalim. They can't wear their straps of sandals. So what's the reason for this? Because Rechoshesh that if you have straps in your sandals, the Kohanim's sandals might get opened up, and they're going to want to tie them up when they're standing up there duchening, and they're going to mess up their bracha. They're not going to make the bracha properly because they don't realize that they're tying their shoes in the middle of the bracha. This halacha that the Kohanim can't wear their sandals when they go up to the Duchan was one of the nine takanos that Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai said. Shis the high pirka. There were six in this parak. The first that we said was that they would be tokea shofar wherever there was a bezdin. That was the first mission that we saw. The second one that the lulav would be taken outside the Beis Hamikdash for all 7 days. Zeichel Hamikdash. The third yom hanif kluaser. Remember. The day of Chadash should be Asr for the whole day. Four, Shiyu Mekabel and Eidim Kalayom, that they would be Mekabel Eidus the whole day for Eidus HaChodesh. Once the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed the previous Mishnah, and there's no longer a problem with the Shir. And that the Eidim, like we said in our Mishnah just now, they would only go to the Makom Avad, and Lo Yalu HaKohanim Sandal Meduchan, which we just said. V'chad the Pirka Kama, a seventh one was in the first Perek. What's that referring to? What's that referring to is as follows. It used to be when the Edim, we'll see this when we do this prakim, when the Edim would come to Mekadesh the Chodesh, there was a certain dispensation for them to be Mechal Shabbos, to see the particulars of this. But once the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed, they limited that to Nisan and Tishrei, for the Chagei Tishrei and the Chagei Nisan. The Idach, the eighth one was Tesanya, Ger Shniskar Bizmanazeh, a Ger who wants to convert today, and he needs to bring a Korban Geiros. So Tzarech Sheyafrish Rova Lekino. The original position was he has to be Mafrish Rova, a shekel, which is Chatzi Dinar, for his Khan, for his bird offering, to his Chayav Karban. So because the Beis HaMikdash might be rebuilt, he has to set aside money in case the Beis HaMikdash is rebuilt, he'll be Chayav to bring a Karban right away. Amar Shimon Elazar, Kvar Nimna Alei, Rabbi Yochanan Ubitla Mipnei Hatzakala. Rabbi Shimon Elazar said that Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai was mevatel this takana. He nullified this takana. Kvar nimna alei. He decided against you. Mipnei atakala, because there'd be a problem. The word takala means problem. What would the problem be? The problem might be that if the person set aside money for his karban, and let's say he forgot, he didn't realize there was money for his karban, he might come to use it improperly. Then he would violate the problem of meila. Me'ila is when you've consecrated money for Hekdesh or for some kind of Beis HaMikdash oriented purpose and you use it for yourself, that's a problem. So here, you might come to make a lot of people mess up. They want to be Megayim, they have to separate this money, they might not have to do with it. So he said it's better not to do that. V'idach, plugta de Rav Papa, Rav Nachmar Yitzchak. The ninth takana was subject to debate between Rav Papa and Rav Nachmar Yitzchak. Rav Papa Amar Karam Ravai. Rav Papa said it relates to the halacha of Karam Ravai. Karam Ravai is that the fourth year after a sapling is grown, they have to bring, if that sapling, let's say, is a vine, you grow new grapes. So after 4 years, the first 3 years of the grapes produce, they're usher, mishum orla. Orla is the first 3 years of a fruit-bearing tree. You can't eat the fruit. And the fourth year is called karam ravai. Had similar status to Meisr Sheni, where they were bringing the fruit to Yerushalayim. They could only eat it there at a certain level of Kedusha. And if they wanted to, they could redeem the fruit for money and take the money and spend it in Yerushalayim. The fruit would then no longer have their Kedusha. But there was a takana associated with Karam Ravai that they should bring it up and they should not, as opposed to being Mechalel, nullifying its Kedusha on money and redeeming it with money, they should rather bring it up, and we'll see, to Yerushalayim for the purpose of making Yerushalayim look nice. Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak says no. The ninth takana of Yochanan ben Zakkai related to Lashon Shel Zahoris. The Lashon Shel Zahoris, what's that referring to? Just as a brief introduction, but we'll see in the Gemara. that this is nogea the upcoming Yom Tov Yom HaKippurim, that one of the steps of the Avodas Yom HaKippurim was the Sayer LaAzazel, the goat they used to throw off the cliff. So we know, some of us know, that they used to that there was a Lashon Shel Zahor, it's a red string, and they used to tie it somewhere, and it would become white if the kapara was achieved for Klal Yisrael. So he, according to one day in the Gemara, Yochanan ben Zakkai made a certain takana about this red string. Rav Papa Amar Kerem Ravai. Rav Papa said his halacha was with respect to Kerem Ravai, which just explained was that the peros that are grown in the fourth year have to be brought to Yerushalayim. And he made a takana not to be poda them, not to redeem them. Ditznan. The Mishnah says, Kerem Ravai, Hayol Yerushalayim, the Kerem Ravai was brought to Yerushalayim, Mahal Chalchot Tzad. Mahalach Yom Lechol Tzad, within one day's distance from every direction of Yerushalayim. Vizui Tchuma, what were the Tchumos of the Mahalach Yom Echad in Yerushalayim? What were the boundaries, how long it took to get one day to Yerushalayim? Elatz, Minat Darom, Elas, from the south. It's not the Elat of our day, it's a different city. Elat is not one day Yerushalayim, from Yerushalayim. V'akrabas, Minat Tzafon, and Akrabas from the north. Lod min Amarav, Lod from the west, V'yardain min Amizrach, and Jordan from the east. V'amra Ula, V'yisema Rabar Ula Rabbi Yochanan, Matam. So why did they make such a takana that they shouldn't be poda, they shouldn't redeem the fruits of Kerem Ravai? Kedei la'ater Shukei Yerushalayim b'peros. That way to glorify the Shukei Yerushalayim, the streets and the shops of Yerushalayim with fruit. So it would look all very nice in Yerushalayim because everyone's bringing their fruit there. Don't be poda, don't redeem it for money, bring the fruit itself. Because either way, either they had to bring the fruit or money. Vitanya, Kerem Ravai, Hail Rebbe Elazar b'Mizrach Lod. The Rebbe Elazar had a Kerem Ravai to the east of Lod. Bitzad Kfar Tevi, near Kfar Tevi. And he had to bring it to Yerushalayim. Ubikish Rebbe Elazar lafgir la'aniyim. And Rebbe Elazar wanted to be mafkir the kerem. He wanted to make it hefker, become ownerless. That's what hefker means, to the aniyim. Why do you want to do that for the aniyim? Because once it became hefker la'aniyim, they would be able to bring it to Yerushalayim. Because he he didn't want to deal with the peros. He didn't want to deal with the fruit. So he wanted the aniyim to bring it up. And the aniyim at that point, once he was mafkir it, they would have to bring it to Yerushalayim anyway, because again, Lod was within one distance, day's distance of Yerushalayim. Once that was the case, they could no longer be poda to them. So Amr lo Tamidav, but the students of Rabbi Elazar said to him, Rabbi Kfar Nimnu Chavirecha Alav Vihiti Ruhu. But the Chavirim, the Tamid Chachamim, got rid of this takana. They said, you don't have to bring the peros to Yerushalayim. You can be poda to them. Man Chavirecha. Who were your chaverim? Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai. So Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai said, no, the takana no longer applies. And again, why? Wasn't there the whole value of making Yerushalayim look nice? So the answer is because once the Beis Hamikdash was destroyed, it didn't make a difference anymore. The whole idea of La'atir Shuki Yerushalayim Beperos was when Yerushalayim was Bibinyana, when Yerushalayim was still a real city. But now the Beis Hamikdash was destroyed, so then that reason didn't apply. So again, according to this day of Rav Papa, this was the ninth takana of Rav Yochanan ben Zakkai. Rav Nachman bar Yitzchak Amar. Rav Nachman bar Yitzchak argues. Lashon Shel Zahoris. It was with respect to the red string. The Sanya, we learned in the Braisa. Barishona, Hayu Koshrin, Lashon Shel Zahoris, Al Pesach Ulam Mibachot. Originally, they would tie the Lashon Shel Zahoris on the Pesach Ulam, on the outside of the Ulam, which is the big building in the Mikdash, with an enclosed roof that houses the Kodesh and the Kodesh HaKadashim, and everybody would see it. Hilbin, Hayu Smechim, if it became white, they were very happy. Lo Hilbin, if it didn't become white, Hayu Atzeivin, they're very upset. Hiskinu Shu Koshrin Oso Al Pesach HaUlam Bifnim, they were metakin then, so that people wouldn't see and know what was going on. They would tie it on the inside part of the Ulam, on the inside part of the Ulam, so people couldn't see. V'adayin hayu mitzitzim, but they would try to look in. V'roin mitzitzim, they would try to look in and see. Hilbin hayusmichin, again, if it was white, they were happy. Lo hilbin hayuatzevin, if not, they were upset. So therefore, hiskinu sheyu kosher noso chatzu besala, v'chatzu b'inkarnav shal sara mishtalayach. The last takana was they would tie half the string on the rock, which was near where the sire was thrown off the cliff, and the other half on the sire itself. And according to Rav Nachman, this was Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai's takana. So now the Gemara will elaborate as to why Rav Nachman bar Yitzchak didn't hold of Rav Papa's version, and Rav Papa didn't hold of Rav Nachman bar Yitzchak's version. And that's going to take us to the Mishnah on the next page. Rav Nachman bar Yitzchak, my time alone with Rav Papa. Why Rav Nachman bar Yitzchak did not say like Rav Papa? That was Bishum Bisan Karim Ravai. Amar Lach, Isak Adaitach. Rav Nachman said, if you think like Rav Papa, that Takana was about Karim Ravai, and that would mean that Reb Elazar was the Chaver of Yochanan ben Zakkai when the Gemara said, Nimnu Alecha Chaverecha V'Amru, that your friends, the Talmid told Reb Elazar, your friends have said it was okay. That's referring to Yochanan ben Zakkai. Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai chaver of Rabbi Elazar mehava? No, Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai was never a friend of Rabbi Elazar. Rabbo hava, he was his rabbi. The idach, has Rabbi Papa answer? Kevan talmidim hayu lav orach arla memer leila rabbe rabcha. Since the talmidim of Rabbi Elazar were the ones who were talking to him and said, you know, you're making a mistake. It doesn't make sense for them to say. It's not respectful for them to say your rabbi told us this, and this. It would have been chutzpahdik for Rabbi Lazar's Talmidim himself to refer to him and say, your Rebbe said this. So therefore, they said Chavirecha, even though that wasn't considered their Rebbe. Even though it wasn't actually his friend, even though according to Rav Papa, Rav Yochanan ben Zakkai was actually the Rebbe of Rabbi Lazar. V'Rav Papa, my time will Amar Kav Nachmar Yitzhak. So why did Rav Papa not learn Kav Nachmar Yitzhak? Amar Lach, Yisak Adaitach. Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, if you think that the takana of switching the lashon shel zahoris, the red string, to the sar la zazel was Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai's takana, b'mei Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai mihava lashon shel zahoris malbin, did it even happen in the time of Yochanan ben Zakkai was alive that the lashon shel zahoris became white in the first place? Vatanya, but the Brisa says kol shenotzo shel Yochanan ben Zakkai may have asked shana. Yochanan ben Zakkai lived for 120 years. I buy him Shana for the first 40 years of life. Asak b'pakmatnia. He was a businessman. Pakmatnia means business. I buy him Shana the next 40 years from 40 to 80. Laman. He learned Torah. I buy him Shana from 80 to 120. Limid. He taught others Torah. Vitanya. I buy him Shana kolim shenachar v'abayis for the 40 years before the Beis Hamikdash was built. Lo haya lashon shel zahoris malbin elamadim. The lashon shel zahoris wouldn't become white. It would stay red or even get more red. Vitznan, Mishachar Habayis, Hiskar Yochanan ben Zakkai. That all the takanos of Yochanan ben Zakkai were after the Korban Habayis. So it must be that Yochanan ben Zakkai, at minimum, only lived at the end of the Beis HaMikdash. And if he lived only at the end of the Beis HaMikdash, in his last 40 years, from 80 to 120, let's say those were the last 40 years of his life, where he passed Kinshilas, he taught other people. So how can you say that he made the Takana then? At that point, the last 40 years of the Beis HaMikdash weren't even the string didn't even become white. The Idach Rachman says no. Osam Arbaim Shana the Lamad, for the 40 years of Yochanan was learning, Tama Yoshan of Nerabu Hava. He was considered like a chashiv talmud in front of his rebbe, the Amar Milson. He said this takana, v'stabra tame, and they agreed with him. So, meaning it was his chiddush that he came up with. It's just that he wasn't publicly teaching at the time where he said this chiddush. And three more words in the next page. Let me use my mouth. The kavai rabbi bishmei. And because of the fact that it was his chiddush, his rebbe, who was the one who actually made it come to pass, said it over in his name. So let's go through all the Rashi's on Lamed Aleph on the base. From Ein Akonim Rashayin Lalos Besandelein Ledochan. Rashi says, Ein Akonim Rashayin Lalos Besandelein Ledochan. The Kohanim can't go up to the Dochan in their sandalim. Shenosin kapeh when they do nesias kapeh when they do the dochaning. Umasecha sotim mefarish tama The Parak Ve'ilu Ne'amar, and the Gemara Masechasot tells you, so the reason which we mentioned before from Rashi is really that people are going to get messed up, their straps are going to come undone, and they're going to think that they're supposed to tie them during the brach, which they're not supposed to do. Shis Dehai Pirka, six of them were in this Parak, Chada Dehai Braisa, one of our Braisa of the Sandal, the Chamesh Demas Nisan, the five of the Mishnah, which were Hiskin Shu Token, his Takan, they would blow on Shabbos, even in a Makom Bazdin. Fishehe lulav nital shiva, and they would take the lulav for all 7 days. Fishe yom hanef kulo asr, and the yom hanef, the day of the waving of the korban, the would be asr for the whole day. The wheat would be asr for the whole day. Vishu mekablim kol hayom, and they would mekabel edus achodesh the whole day. Vishol yu edim hochen el makom avad, and the edim would only go to the makom avad, which is this mishnah. Vechad the pirka kam of one from the first parak, shelo yu mechalalin Shabbos, they're only Mechal Shabbos for Eidus HaChodesh. I said the Eidim had some kind of dispensation. We'll discuss it when we get there. Elal Nisan V'Tishrei Bilvat, only for Nisan and Tishrei. Tzarech She'yafresh Rov Elikino. So some had said that, again, someone who wants to be Megayer has to separate a certain amount of money, a Chatzi Dinar, a Rova, for a Rova Hasela, which is a Chatzi Dinar, for his Korban. Rova Shekel, quarter Shekel, Dainu Chatzi Dinar, which is a half a dinar. That's the worth of a pair of two birds. That the Mishnah in Kriisa says that the kinim, the paskin, should be sold at a fixed price of rova shekel. Shager chayav the korban. Rashi points out that a ger is obligated to bring a korban. Kitzan kachem kiger yekavosechem. Like the pasuk, the Gemara learns from the pasuk of Kachem Kager Yakavosechem, you shall be like the Ger, like your forefathers. Ma vosechem lo nichesu lebris ela b'mila v'tvila v'artas damim. Just as your forefathers only went to the bris, meaning at Har Sinai, a lot of the dinim of Geras are learned from the dinim of the way Har Sinai happened. So just as our forefathers at Har Sinai didn't go into the bris with Hashem without Mila, circumcision, Tevila, going to the mikvah, V'artzaas damim, V'hazaas damim, and Hazaas damim, they sprinkled the blood, and Hartzaas damim, which refers to bringing a korban, Nechziv, V'aykach Moshe es hadam, V'yizrok, Moshe took the blood of the korban at Maimon Har Sinai and sprinkled it around, V'ein Hazaa below Tevila, and you can't have Hazaa, you can't have sprinkling of blood without going to mikvah first, V'artzaas damim, Nechziv, V'aychatzi hadam, Zarak on Mizbeach, and the Hartzaas damim, which was the Zrika, the sprinkling of the blood on the Mizbeach itself. It says he took half the blood and put it on the Mizbeach. Afim lo yichnesu, so to gerim lo asid lavo, lo dore doros, for future generations, lo yichnesu ela b'mila v'tevila v'artzaas damim. They can only go into the bris with mila, tevila, and hartzaas damim. Meseches krisos b'rosh parak arba mechusik apara masik milsa desagile b'olas ha'of. The Gemara in Parak Mechusar Kapara's Maskara, its conclusion is that all you need to bring is a carbon ola of a bird. Hilkach Yafresh Rova Lakino. So therefore they originally thought you should be Mafresh, you should set aside this money. Shema Yibana Beis HaMikdash Biyameinu Viakrivenu. Maybe the Beis HaMikdash will be built in your time. The Rebokam and Zaka, according to this price, I got rid of it. Bipnei HaTakala. Dilma Asi Lis Nahuye Minei. Maybe they'll come to Lis Hanuye, means have Hana, to use it improperly, which you can't do. We said based on Mi'ila. Now the Gemara has a day of Rav Papa, who was based on Karam Ravai. Hayol Yushalayim HaPeros Atman. Originally they would bring the fruit to Yushalayim, the grapes to Yushalayim. Af Agav de Minat Torah, Bein Maaser Sheni, Bein Karam Ravai, Niftim Umischalim Bipsia Achas Chutz L'choma. Even though on a Doraisa level, Maaser Sheni or Karam Ravai can be niftim, redeemed, umiskalim, and nullified. Their kedusha can be nullified as long as you're one step outside the choma. What's that referring to? Because if you go inside the choma, if you go inside the wall of Yerushalayim, you can no longer be poda. That's based on that concept of mechitzos kultos, that literally the walls of Yerushalayim absorb the peros, and once you go in with the peros, you can no longer redeem them, even though that Adin D'Oraisa is, you can redeem them up until outside the walls. Rabbanan Gazer B'chol Mahalach Yom Echad She'alim V'yochlim Sham. The Rabbanan goes there that if you lived within one day's distance, you should not be po to them, you should bring them. Kidei La'ater Shukei Yushalayim. The Shukei Yushalayim should look nice. The Mizrach Lod, again, the story was Rabbi Lezer was in the Mizrach of Lod, Hanu Ben Lod and Yushalayim. He was east of Lod, but between Lod and Yushalayim. She'a Yushalayim, the Mizrach of Shalod. So he was in basically the middle of the country. If Yushalayim was on the east side of the country and Lod's in the west, he was between the two in the middle of them, to the east of the Lod. So he wanted lahafkir la'anim. He wanted to be mafkir his peros. She to make them ownerless. She used to sham peros that the anim should take the peros v'yochlam sham and they should eat them there. She haya alav tarach la'alosim because it was difficult for him to bring them. But he thought that they needed to be brought. V'hi tiru. He says no. They said no. One of your chaverim. The Talmidim said to Rabbi Elazar, one of your chaverim said it was mutter. Lifdosan to redeem them, v'la'alos hadam just to bring the money. To came in the Chavar Yerushalayim, once Yerushalayim was gone, lo chashu lo chachamim lo atra me'ata. The chachamim were no longer concerned about being ma'ata the peros. Mi have a lashon shel zehoras ma'abin. So that was the first daya. The second daya was that the lashon shel zehoras, the red string, was Rabbi Yochanan Zakkai's takana to put it on the rack and on the goat. And again, Rav Papa asked Rav Nachman Yitzchak, was there a lashon shel zehoras that was became white during Rabbi Yochanan Zakkai's time? B'yam Mishar Rabbi Yochanan Mora Horos Masakin Takanos. Rabbi Yochanan Zakkai was passing already. V'tzam Mishachar Beis Hamitash Hiskin Takanos. Rabbi Yochanan Zakkai passing only after Beis Hamitash was destroyed. Amala Achar Achurban Hayashano Shnasayim. V'kem in Darbayim Shana Kolam Achurban Lohilbin Lot Halashon B'yom HaKippurim. Since it was even in the first last 4 years of the Beis Hamikdash, where there was a Beis Hamikdash, there was never a Habanas HaZahoris, the Zahoris never became white. Nimtza Shalohilbin Mesoch Shnosav HaChronim, comes out that it did not become white in his final years. Shalimid Behem La'achem V'tikin Zakanos, when he was passing in Shilas. So how can you say that it was because of him? Well, no, because it was his idea they thought of earlier. But the Kavai Mishmei, he told it to his Rebbe, and the Rebbe said it in his name. Limanosa, Imshar Takanosa, that should be counted amongst the rest of his Takanos. Lachitana Tesha Takanos, that's why it's nine. Alright, now we're going to discuss now for the rest of the Masechta, or for the rest of the Parak at least, we're going to discuss Dinim that relate to the actual observance of Rosh Hashanah in terms of the Seder HaTefilos and the Seder HaTekiyos. And we'll see the differences between, for example, the fact that on a Doraisa level, all the tekiyos that you need on a Doraisa level are done before Musaf. Those are called the tekiyos dimiyusha. They're related not to the Shmona Esrei. The tekiyos, but Chazal are metakein that we should blow a Seder HaBrachos called tekiyos dimu'umad, the tekiyos of the Seder HaBrachos. And that is basically what we do b'zman hazeh. We have tekiyos dimiyushav and we have tekiyos dimu'umad. And we'll discuss the particulars as they come. Says the Mishnah, on Lamed Beis on Alpha on the top. Seder HaBrachos, what were the Seder HaBrachos that you would say for Musaf on Rosh Hashanah? Omer Avos, you first say the Brach of Avos. Gvuros, Ata Gibor, Kedushas Hashem, Ata Kadosh, which has its special additions during this time of year. The Kolel Malchios Imahen. According to the Tanakhama, you include Malchios within Kedushas Hashem. That the Psukim of Malchios, even though that's not how we do it, we have the Psukim of Malchios with the Kedushas Hayom. But according to Tanakhama, the Psukim of Malchios were with the Kedushas Hashem. When you end HaMelech HaKadosh, you would also end the Bracha of Malchios. Ve'enu tokeya, and according to the Tanakhama, they didn't blow during these brachos. Then, Kiddusha Sayom, which is Atta V'chartanu, and Melocha Kolon Kula V'chvodecha, which is the Kiddusha Sayom that we say, that we're going to say this Rosh Hashanah next week. V'tokeya, and you blow then. Zichronos, Vitokeya, you blow during Zichronos, we know Zichronos, Shofros, and the Bracha of Shofros, Vitokeya. So again, according to the Tanakhama, which is not our practice, he included Malchios, not with the Kedushas Hayom, but rather the Kedushas Hashem. The Kedushas Hayom deserved, and therefore there are no Tekiyos during Malchios. Kedushas Hayom got Tekiyos, Zichronos got Tekiyos, and Shofros got Tekiyos. The Omer Avod, and then you would say the Bracha of the Avod, which is Ritzei, the Hodah, Modim, Ubirchas Konim, Sim Shalom, Ubirchas Konim, Dir Rabbi Yochanan Ben Nuri. That's Rabbi Yochanan Ben Nuri Shita. Amalo Rabbi Kiva. Rabbi Kiva said back, Im Eino Tokei Lemalchios, if you're not going to be blowing shofar during Malchios anyway, Lamahu Maskir, what's the point of mentioning Malchios in the first place? And the Gemara will explain exactly what he's asking. Ela, Omer Avos Ugvoros Ukudushas Hashem. You say Avos Gvuros Kedushas Hashem, which is our practice. The Kolel Malchios im Kedushas Hayom, and Malchios is included within Kedushas Hayom, Vitokeya, Zichronos Vitokeya, then Zichronos, and you blow, Shofros Vitokeya, Va'omer Avoda Vada Berchas Kohanim. So again, the Machlokas, according to Rabbi Yochanan, there's a two-way Machlokas here between Rabbi Yochanan and Urien and Rabbi Akiva, were the Psukim of Malchios included within the Kedushas Hayom without a Tekios, or with Tekios, which is Rabbi Akiva, or the Psukim of Malchios included in the Kedushas Hashem without Tekios, which is Rabbi Yochanan ben Uri. Says Rashi in the Mishnah, Seder Brachos, Omer Avos Ugvuros, the Kedushas Hayom uvitokeya. The mitzvah, Bishalosh Tekios, Shalosh, because the mitzvah d'oraisa is to say Tekios, have three sets of Tekios of each one. And they were metakein to add them during the Shemoneh Esrei. And again, the particulars of this will really come up in the next daf in Lamed Beis and Beis when we discuss really how what the Seder of Tekios d'oraisa was and what they added here. Says the Gemara. Say, Amar lo Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva said back to Rabbi Yochanan ben Uri, Im eino tokeinu l'malchios, lo mehu maskir. If you're not going to blow during Malchios, why are you mentioning Malchios in the first place? And what really was his question? Lo mehu maskir. When in fact the Gemara asks, lo mehu maskir, Rachmano Amar itkar. The Torah said, say Malchios. Now, from this Gemara, it's very interesting that it says Rachmana Amar Itka, the Torah said to do it. Now it's not so clear if that's actually Din D'oraisa or Din D'rabbanan to say Malchios. So there's a Rashi in Parshas Emor seems to imply that the Psukim of Malchios are actually Din D'oraisa. So that's a big machlokas in the Rishonim. And it could be that even if they're not D'oraisa, it's just that the Chazal gave a chizuk to the Takana to make it like a Din D'oraisa. Either way, Rabbi Akiva's questions don't really make that much sense. What do you mean? Why are you doing it? The Torah told you to. Ella lama eser lematesha. Rabbi Kiva's question was, if you're not going to blow shofar during Malchios, why do you tempt sukim? Just say 9 or 8. And the question's a bit strange, but apparently the Gemara assumes that if there were no Tekios, you would need to say all the psukim. So the Gemara says, the whole Vishtane Ishtane. And the Gemara explains, the whole Vishtane Ishtane. Once they were changed, that you don't have a Tekios within them, you shouldn't need to have 10. So basically, Rabbi Kiva's question on Rabbi Yochanan ben Uri was not that you shouldn't say them at all. It's just that you shouldn't need to have 10 of them. Rashi explains, Rachmana Amar Itkar. The question was, doesn't make sense. Of course, you need 10. Of course, you need to say Psukim. Ketanya beBrisa leKaman, which we're gonna see from the following Brisa. No, Lematesha, the whole Vishtani, Malchios Mizichronos Lein Tekia. Once Malchios has been changed from Zichronos with respect to Tekios, Shein Tokim Behen, Ishtan Al Fachos Mehen, they should also have less Psukim. So Rashi is basically explaining what's the reason. Why would you think they should have less Psukim? Because an essential quality of them with respect to the other sets of Brachos has been changed. So also, you shouldn't need 10 psukim either. The Gemara continues, Tana Rabbanan, Minayin she'omrim avos. How do we know we say avos? Shenamar havula Hashem b'nei elim. And it's a remez in the pasuk havula Hashem. We should recall before Hashem b'nei elim, the mighty people, and that's referring to Avraham Yitzchak and Yaakov, who were considered the elim, the mighty people. Uminayin she'omrim gvuros. And how do we know we say gvuros? Shenamar havula Hashem. Say before Hashem kavod va'oz, which is referring to Hashem's strength. Uminayin she'omrim kedushos. Shenamar Havul Hashem Kavod Shema Ishtach Hashem Aras Kodesh. That's a reference to Kiddushas Hayom, Kiddushas Hashem. Uminayin Shomrim Machlos Sichronos VeShofros. How do I? What's the makor? What's the source for Machlos Sichronos and Shofros? Rabbi Lazar Omer Dechsev. The pasuk says in Parshas Amor, Shabbason Zichron Shrua Mikra Kodesh. It should be a Shabbason, a day of Yamtiv. Zichron Shrua, a remembrance of Shrua Mikra Kodesh. Shabbason Ze Kiddushas Hayom. Shabbason refers to Kiddushas Hayom. Again, we already know Kiddushas Hashem from Havel Hashem Kavod Shema Ushtach Hashem Badras Kodesh. Shabbason refers to the Kiddushas Hayom, the character of the day itself. Zichron, Elu Zichronos. Zichron refers to Zichronos. Teruah, Elu Shofros. Elu Shofros. Now the Gemara seems to leave out Malchios here, which is a bit difficult. And actually, Rabbi Yochanan has the girsa that really this was a limud for Malchios as well, but the Gemara will explain differently later on. So hold off on Malchios for 1 second. Mikra Kodesh, Trua Elu Shofros. Trua refers to Shofros. Mikra Kodesh, what does Mikra Kodesh refer to? Kadsheyu Ba'asiyas Malacha. Sanctify the day without doing Malacha. Amar Rabbi Kiva. Rabbi Kiva said to Rabbi Lezer, Malo Nomar Shabbason Shavuos. Shebo Pasach HaKasa Tchila. So why don't you say that Shabbason, not Shabbason is referring to Kedushas Hayom, doesn't the pasuk mean Shabbason Shvus? Shabbason means don't do malacha. Shabbo pasach akasu tchila. That's what the pasuk is talking about. The first thing in the pasuk is Darbel bnei Yisrael b'limor b'chodesh hashvili achad l'chodesh yelachem Shabbason should be a day of Yisrael malacha. So Rabbi Akiva learns differently. Ella Shabbason kadshei ubasiyas malacha zichron elu zichronos true elu shofros. What about the Kedushas Hayom? Mikra Kodesh. Kedushas Zu Kedushas Hayom. So they flip the meaning of Kedushas Hayom and they flip the meaning of Mikra Kodesh with Shabbason. So then the Gemara continues. Minayin Sh'omer Malchios. So how do I know that I say Malchios? So again, we have no makor from before. Tanya Rabbi Omer. The pasuk says, "Ani Hashem Elokeichem." I am Hashem your God. With respect to in that parsha, with respect to Leket Shicho Peya, Ubacholash Hashvi is right next to it. Zu Malchus, meaning Ani Hashem Elokeichem Ubacholash Hashvi. That on the first day of the Cholash Hashvi, we proclaim Hashem as our God, and that's the idea of Malchus. Rabbi Yosi, Rabbi Yehuda Omer. Einot Sarech. Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda says, we don't need this limud. Harehu Omer Vayelachan Lizikaron Lefnei Alkeichem. The pasuk says in Parshas Bahaloscha, referring to when they would blow the Chatzotzos and Yantif, it shall be a remembrance before Hashem your God. She'ein Tamal Omer Ani Hashem Alkeichem. Why does the pasuk say Ad Ani Hashem Elokeichem? Or at the end, the pasuk says Ayulachem Zikron Lefnei Elokeichem Ani Hashem Elokeichem. Well, it's already referring to Elokeichem. What do we not mean Elokeichem at the end? Umatam Lomar Ani Hashem Elokeichem Zeban Av Lachol Mokum Shneimar Bozichronos Sheyu Malchiosim Mahen. That's a binyan Av that we learn out that whenever Zichronos are mentioned, Ayulachem Zikron in that pasuk, so we have Malchios too. So that's according to Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yehuda, the makor for Malchus. Again, according to Rabbi Yehuda Nasi, the makor is just the psukim Ani Hashem Elokeichem with respect to the parsha of Parshas Amor. And according to Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yehuda, the makor is from the extra Ani Hashem Elokeichem with respect to the pasuk of Zikaron. Veheichan Omra leKedushas Hayom. Again, the question is, where do you say Kedushas Hayom? So again, our Mishnah had a debate between Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri and Rabbi Kiva if the Psukim of Malchus were said with Kedushas Hashem or Kedushas Hayom. But the question is, it's not clear from the Mishnah itself, according to the Tanakhama, Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri, the Psukim were said with Kedushas Hashem, and Kedushas Hayom was a separate bracha. And of Malchios, and according to Rabbi Kiva, Malchios were said with Kedushas Hayom, and they were okay. The question exactly is, though, where was Kedushas Hayom said? So, Veheichan Omer le Kedushas Hayom. Tanya, Rabbi Omer, Ima Malchios Omer, you say with Malchios, Ma Matzino b'chol makom b'revis, Afkan b'revis, just as every single Shabbos and Yantiv, Kedushas Hashem, Kedushas Hayom is the fourth bracha, it's the intermediate bracha, so it should be no difference. You go Avos, Gvuros, Kedushas Hashem and Kedushas Hayom with Malchios. Rav Shimon Gamliel Omer ima Zichronos Omra. No, Kedushas Hashem is said with Kedushas Hayom. Sorry, is said with Zichronos. Ma'am Tzinu B'chol Mokom Be'emtza Afkan Be'emtza. Every single Yantif, it's the intermediate bracha, three on one hand and three on the other. So too here, it shouldn't be the fourth bracha, rather it should be the fifth bracha, four in front and four in back, and you'd have three Avos Gvuros Kedushas Hashem in front of it, and then Malchios. Four, and then Kedushas Hayom with Zichronos number five in the middle, and then Shofros, Avoda, Hoda'a, and Sim Shalom at the end. The Gemara continues. Ukeshekidshu based in Asashana, when Bezdin were Mekadesh the Chodesh, when they were Koveya, Chodesh Tishrei, Beusha in Usha, Yard Yochanan broke Lifnei, Rishon Amliel, Ve'asa, Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri. So apparently, one year on Rosh Hashanah, Rabbi Yochanan ben Broka was the Shliach Tzibur. And by Rishon Amliel Shul in Usha. And he did the Nusach of Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri. What do you mean? Like we just said before, they include the Malchius in Kedushas Hashem. Amar Shimon, Lo hayu noagin came beYavne. That wasn't our minhag in Yavne. Really, the minhag in Yavne was like Rabbi Kiva to say the Psukim with Kedushas Hayom of Malchius. Liyom Hasheni, Yar Mechanina b'no Shav Yosef Glili, v'asak Rabbi Kiva. The next day, the second day of Yontif, assuming that there was a 2-day Yontif that year, which the Gemara will elaborate on, Rabbi Chanina, the son of Rabbi Simon Galil, was a Shliach Tzibur. Va'asa Rabbi Akiva. And he did like Rabbi Akiva. He included Malchus with Kedushas Hayom. Amr Shem Gamliel, Kacha, you know, again, be Yavne. No, that was the Minog in Yavne. Do it that way. So Gemara asks, Lememra, the Mishum Gamliel, Rabbi Akiva sphere light? Does Mishum Gamliel really hold like Rabbi Akiva? Va'amr Rabbi Akiva, Malchus and Kedushas Hayom. But Rabbi Kiva said Malchus with Kedushas Hayom. Amar Lehu, from Shem Gamliel Omer in the second Brisa, Kedushas Hayom, Imazichonos Hayu. Amar Lehu. Again, there's two different areas of Machlokas. There's where were the Psukim of Malchio said? That's a Shaila in the Mishnah. Either Kedushas Hashem or Kedushas Hayom. And there's a question of Kedushas Hayom itself, with Kedushas Hayom said with Malchios or Zichronos. Even if you assume that Malchios was said not in Kedushas Hashem, it doesn't necessarily imply that Kedushas Hayom had Malchios too. It's two areas of Machlokas. Rabbi Kiva held specifically that both Kedushas Hayom and Malchios go together, and Reuchanan and the Tanakhama argued on one half that he said that the Pesuk of Malchus called Kedushas Hashem. Rishon Gamliel argued in the other half and said that no, the Kedushas Hayom goes with Zichronos. So how can you say that Rishon Gamliel held like Rabbi Kiva saying that was the proper thing to do? Reb Zera, lo marsha token lemalchios. What does it mean that he was agreed to Rabbi Kiva? He agreed to Rabbi Kiva with respect to the fact that you blow shofar during Malchios. But in terms of where the Kedushas Hayom was said, they would argue. So all it meant was all the Gemara meant when it said that Rabbi Shimon Gamliel
said, oh yeah, that's right, to do it like Rabbi Akiva, not that the Nusach was right, because of course they argue where the Kedushas Hayom is supposed to be, either Zichronos or Malchios. The only thing that he was saying was, it was proper for you to blow shofar during Malchios, because again, according to the Tanakam of Yochum and Nuri, they didn't blow shofar during Malchios either. They said Malchios with Kedushas Hashem. And they didn't blow shofar then. They blew shofar separately during Kedushas Hayom, that's what the Mishnah said. But with respect to the fact that Rabbi Shimon Gamliel thinks that Malchios need to Kios, so that he agreed to Rabbi Kiva on. Liyom HaSheni Yer Rabbi Chanin, again, there's a second day of Yontif. My Sheni, Ilema Yomtiv Sheni, Lemeimah Davru La Elul. Va'amar B'chanina Bar Kahana, Mimos Ezra Ve'elach Lomatzinu Elam Ubar. Was it Yontif Sheni that year? What do you mean? That according to that means that Chodesh El became a Chodesh Mubaris, an extra day of a month. And we haven't had that happen since Mimos Ezra. Amar Chista, my Sheni, the Yom Sheni L'Shana Haba, meaning the next year. Not that year's Rosh Hashanah, but the year after. Okay, let's do all the Rashis. From Dir Maskel B'nei Elim. B'nei Elim, Lishna D'Takifi. Again, that was the Makar for Avos. It's a Lashon that they were strong. Kimo V'at Eli Ha'aretz, as Eli Ha'aretz Lakach, the mighty ones of the land he took. Havel Hashem haskir lefanav ha'isanim. We mentioned the mighty ones, meaning Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov before Hashem. Mipnei malo ne'amar shabason shavus shar pasach ba'akasav techila. Again, there was a machlokas as to what the makor for kedushas hayom was from mikra kodesh or shabason. And Rabbi Kiva said to Rabbi Lezer, why don't you say that shabason is the makor for isra malacha? Because the pasuk opened with, and that's what it's talking about. It's telling us not to do malacha, which is the main point of the pasuk. Since it's the first dimension of the pasuk and it's the most fundamental aspect, of course you should do it. Referring to the pasukim before, according to this day, that's the makor for Malchios. And it was put next to the Psukit by Rosh Hashanah. Ani Hashem Lokechem, Hu Lashon Ani Adom Lachem. That means I am your master. It means that's the idea of Malchus. Af Kan Be'emza, Vayom Tisha Brachos Hein V'Omer B'Chamishis. That was the day of Rabbi Yossi Rabbi Yehuda. Sorry, not Rabbi Yossi Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Shimon Gamliel. That the Kedusha Sayom should be said was the Choros in the middle. Yar Rabbi Yochanan Ben Broka L'Fnei Ateva, Rabbi Yochanan Ben Broka went down to Davin, Lefisha mitzvah l'spal makom namuch ketani yered. It's a mitzvah to Davin in a low place. The Gemara Brachos also learns this. So it says yered. He descended. Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri to Masnison. And then that was the first shliach tibur who did like Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri to have the psukim of Malchus in Kedushas Hashem without the kios. Lo kach ha'yirogim yavin me'aba kashay sasahedron sham. When the days of his father, the Sanhedrin was there, they didn't do that. Okay. But then the Gemara said, oh, well, do you mean to say that Rabbi Akiva, Rabbi Shimon Gamliel concurs with Rabbi Akiva completely? No, just with respect to the idea that it had to be Tikios in Malchios. Okay. Now the next Mishnah is going to discuss the Psukim that were said for Malchios, Zichronos, and Shofros. Ein pochsin me'asara malchios, me'asara zichornos, u'me'asara me'asara shofros. You have no less than 10 psukim for each, which is what we do. We have 10 psukim for each. Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri omer. Really, that's only din l'chachila. Imam r'shalosh shalosh mikula n'yatza. Yotze b'diavad with three psukim. According to the Tanakam, it sounds like 10 psukim are ma'akiv. They're necessary even b'diavad. According to Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri, all you need is three from each seder. Which is the Maskaras HaGemara. Hani Asara Malchius Kineged Mi. The 10 Psukim of Malchius, the Gemara says, are representative of what? Amar Reb Levi Kineged Asara Hilulim. The 10 times that David and Malchus says, Hallelu, Shamar David, B'Sefer Tehillim. Ask the Gemara, Hilulim Tuva Havu. The Lashon of Hilul is many, many, many times in Rosh in Tehillim. So the Gemara says, no, what is Rabbi Levi referring to?
Hanach tichsev behu halu b'seika shofar. The capital, chapter, halu b'seika shofar, which I believe is chapter kufnun. So the last parak. So they said all. They said halu 10 times. Since it refers to the shofar, halu is 10 times there. Okay. Rav Yosef Amar Kenegad Aseret HaDibros Shenemar Lo LeMoshe B'Sinai. Rav Yosef says, no, it was Kenegad the Aseret HaDibros that were given over to Moshe at Sinai. Rav Yochanan Amar Kenegad Asar Ma'amaros Shebehen Nivra Olam, referring to the 10 Ma'amaros, the 10 statements with which Hashem created the world. And the world was created on Rosh Hashanah. Hey, Ninu, ask the Gemara, where are the 10? Vayomer Debracious Tisha Havu. There are only 9 Vayomers in the first parak of Bracious. If you look at the Pesukim there, it says Vayomer only 10 times. No, Bracious, not me, Ma'amarhu. The word Bracious itself was one of the Ma'amaros with which HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world. Tichziv, B'dvar Hashem, Shamayim Nasu. That through the Dvar Hashem, the Shamayim were created. Okay. Let's do some Rashis. Hanach Tichziv, B'hu Halu, B'teka Shofar. Hanach the halu kel b'kacho, right, the last parak in Tehillim, Tehillim Kufnun. Kineged asaras hadibros, tichziv buhu nami shofar, that said the word shofar there too. Velo shemate, ela re'isia bis, velo shemate, and I haven't seen it, I haven't heard it, I've never heard this, I've seen it, b'yisod Rabbi Yitzchak ben Yehuda, in the drashos of Yitzchak ben Yehuda, because the shofar is also said in Aseret HaDibros too. That explains Pshat in the Gemara. Asar Ma'amaros Sha'olam Nivra Behen Rosh Hashanah. These are all connections to Rosh Hashanah as well. So where is the 10 by Bereishis? Bereishis, Nami Ma'amaru. Bereishis itself is a Maimar. V'af agav delo k'siv bei v'yomer Yehi Shamayim. K'mad l'k'siv dam k'siv Hashem said Yehi Shamayim, let there be a sky. Amir Nami Ivre Velobi Adaim, because that was also created with Amira, and now with Yadaim, Nichsiv, Bidvar Hashem Shemayim Nasu. The Shemayim themselves were created as well. Now the Gemara is going to elaborate on the Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri Shita, the Oyun Yar Thrip Sukim. And the question is, what does that mean? Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri Omer Im Ara Shal Shal Shmikulan Yatza. What does it mean, Mikulan? Is Kulan referring to each? 3 for Machas, 3 for Zichronos, or 3 for Shofros, or 3 from something else. Ibayalu, Heikhtani, what does that mean? Shalosh mina Torah, Shalosh mina Nevim, Vishalosh mina Ksuvim, Davutesha, Viko ben Ayuchah. Doesn't mean you need 3 psukim from the Chumash, 3 psukim from Nevim, 3 psukim from the Ksuvim, and the only Nafkamina, the difference between Yerucha Menuri and the Tanakama is just one pasuk, the 10th pasuk. Odelma, Echa mina Torah, Echa mina Nevim, Echa mina Ksuvim, Davinu Shalosh, Viko ben Ayuchah. Or mean one from each, one from Torah, Nevi'im, and Ksuvim for each say there. And there's a huge difference between them, 3 versus 10. Tashema, the Gemara is being arrived, the Sanya, Ein pochsim me'asara, malchios me'asara, zichronos me'asara, shofros, v'mamar shava mikulan. And if you'd said 7 from all of them, yata k'neged shiva, yata, why k'neged shiva rakim? What does it mean, Sheva Mikulan? That means 7 psukim from Torah, Nevim, and Ksuvim. 7 in Malchus, 7 in Zichros, 7 in Shofros. So again, according to the Tanakhama of this Braisa, 7 for each is Bidyevan Ma'akev. But not 10, but you need still need 7 for each. Rabbi Yochanan and Nuri Amar, Hapoches lo yivchos mi Sheva. If you want to say the max you need is 7, Vimar Shalosh Mikulan, Yatza, Shehem. Kineged Torah Nevi'im Uksuvim V'Amri Leish Kineged Kohanim V'Levi'im V'Yisraelim. So it must be from this Braisa that Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri is saying 3 from each, because he's saying the Lechachila high standard is 7 psukim from each one. So how could it be that he ideally holds you need 3 from Torah, Vim, and Ksuvim, 9 psukim in each seder, if he says the maximum is 7 for each. So it must be that he holds that the maximum is 7 and the minimum is 3.
And three doesn't mean three from each Torah Nevi'im Uksuvim, therefore nine need to say there. Three literally means three literally. And the Psak Halacha is like Rav Yochanan Nui. Let's do the Rashi and we'll call it here.
Rashi Nemasal Heichiktani. Hi, Rav Yochanan Nuri. Hi, Mikulam de Ka'amar Aman Kai. What's that going on? When it says Mikulam de Ka'amar. A Torah Nevi'im Uksuvim Kai, Da Mikulu Amar, because it was said from all of them. Keta Matzka B'Toro Mashlam B'Navi, which is the mission that we're going to have later on. V'alchi ka'amar, yamamar shalosh min ha-Torah, v'shalosh min ha-Avim, v'shalosh min ha-Ksuvim, mikol achas v'achas, yatsim min nine psukim in total, three from each, v'lo palagad d'rabana ela achada, and the only argues on the last pasuk, dinu amri asar aviyu amri tisha, they say 10, he says 9, odalma, hai shlosha shalosh ha-Malchios, v'zichonos v'shofros, kai, three from each, shalosh ha-Malchios, shalosh ha-Zichonos, v'shalosh ha-Shofros, davulu achas min ha-Torah, v'achas min ha-Avim, v'achas min ha-Ksuvim. So the Gemara brings a brisa, lo yifchos mishav v'chulei. If you want to do the l'chachila, you shouldn't have any less than seven. V'isakadayetach shalosh me'atorah, shalosh me'avim, shalosh me'aksuvim, l'chol, echad, imkein, shavanami, shavim me'atorah, shavim me'avim, shavim me'aksuvim. Should be seven from each. Havel Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri Mosif. Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri wasn't adding anything. He's saying the minimum is three of each, and he's saying the maximum is seven of each, but no one said seven of each. Must be yield three only from Machios, three from Zichronos, and three from Shofros. All right, we'll call it here. Have a great Yom Tov.